San Francisco mayor appoints 2nd District 4 supervisor in a month. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie swore in City College trustee Alan Wong as District 4 supervisor on December 1, 18 days after the resignation of the first appointed supervisor, Isabella Alcaraz, amid allegations of misconduct. Dozens of officials, community leaders, and invited community members attended the ceremony outside Lincoln High School. After spending more time listening to residents, speaking with community leaders, and going through a deeper, more deliberative process, I am proud to say that District 4 will have a supervisor with community buy-in, Lurie said. Born and raised in the Sunset District, Wong was known for his efforts in 5 years of tenure to save the Cantonese program in City College and keep the community college free for students. Wong also worked as a legislative aide to former Supervisor Gordon Marr and served in the National Guard as a military commander. For too long, the Sunset community has felt that local government is more of a burden and turns on them as an invaluable service. I'm here to change that, the new supervisor said following the swearing-in ceremony. As a new District 4 supervisor, it is my responsibility to heal a divided community, said Wong. In a special election in September, the constituents of this district recalled former Supervisor Joel Engardio for his supportive stance on the closure of the Upper Great Highway and upzoning. Wong said he will always listen before moving forward with major policy decisions. Regarding the highway closure, he promised to meet with people from both sides to develop a compromise plan. In his speech, Wong showed his support for the family zoning plan backed by the mayor. I commit to working with the community, mayor, and colleagues on the Board of Supervisors immediately to address concerns and consider potential trailing legislation to support this plan, said Wong. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors must pass the family zoning plan by the end of this year to meet the state's affordable housing requirements. The plan will allow increased density, especially along transit and commercial corridors, in order to expand housing affordability and availability, according to the Planning Commission. Some district's residents, including those from District 4, voiced concerns about the major rezoning decisions that will have long-term impacts. Others supported the upzoning plan because it will offer more affordable housing. We have had so much anger. We've had so much disagreement, said Margaret Graff, founder of Senior Power, facing Wong. Bring us together. Graff said she knew Wong when he was an aide for then-Supervisor Marr, and he always showed up. Less than 1 month ago, Lurie appointed his first pick, Isabella Bea Alcaraz. The new supervisor resigned a week later, following media reports of her alleged mismanagement of a small pet shop. Lurie said the criteria to choose the next District 4 supervisor remained unchanged throughout the process, someone who lives and breathes the district, and someone who can build bridges within it.